was impeccable. I was just going to start going off in a different direction, and then lo and behold, the phone rang, and here you are. Welcome to Mike McFeely Show. Good to talk to you.
On with you, and good to be with you, and I'm glad the timing worked out, because I'm in a spot where I don't have great cell connection, but I'm just grateful that I got through.
Absolutely perfect. So, first of all, response to the State of the Union address. I watched your YouTube video, and it was, you know, somewhat expected, your response to it, but I'd like to get your thoughts and your words on what the president said last night.
Well, a couple of things. First of all, it's always cool to be there. I mean, you know, regardless who the president is, and you know, we're with our friends, and we're with our Democrat colleagues, and it's very festive. So that part of it's always cool. I also have to say, you know, it's become so interactive with the whole tweeting thing, you know, and I've never been, you know, real great at it, but last night I got quite active, and it was fun because you're a little more engaged in the speech that way, and so that was kind of fun. I thought all in all, I like State of the Union speeches. And it might just be that, you know, the fifth one for this guy, sort of the same stuff. It was a pretty good challenge to Republicans, obviously, where, you know, he's going to use the pen, and he's going to step by pass Congress to get action. And that stuff was all a little bit, you know, offensive in a sense. On the other hand, hey, it's the president, it's the State of the Union. What happens after, it's what's way more important. I wish he would have talked about the farm bill. That was the one thing. I thought he could have. I actually think the farm bill, Mike, was an opportunity for him to take some credit, give some credit. You know, it showed a pretty strong functioning Congress, so we're about to do something, you know, pretty big, and that would have been kind of fun to have had him do something on the farm bill.
And actually, I was surprised he didn't, because we actually talked about that in our program yesterday, Representative Kramer, that I thought he was going to mention the farm bill for all the reasons you just said, that it does show some bipartisanship, it does show that Congress can work in some cases in this very hyper-partisan atmosphere, and I was surprised he didn't bring that up.
Yeah, I was too, and especially because, you know, he did talk about the budget deal and you know, the omnibus appropriations as a sort of an accomplishment. Here we are, you know, a couple of weeks later with another bipartisan accomplishment, you know, just about to break through, and it, of course, it did happen. So it did, you know, I think it was a missed opportunity to sort of give the American people confidence that we're back functioning as a government. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's a lot to talk about, so.
What did you think about him? And you already kind of mentioned that it was offensive that he brought up the fact that he might use, I think his exact quote last week was, "I'll use my pen and my phone." And I don't, and we have different outlooks in the world, Representative, you know that, but I don't mind him saying that, because I do think that that does put some pressure on Republicans in Congress to maybe be a little more bipartisan, be a little more receptive. And by him saying, look, I know I can't get everything done, but I can get a couple things done. I'm okay with that. I was okay with him doing that.
Well, here's what I wish he'd have said. I wish he'd have said, I'm going to use my phone more often to call my Republican colleagues, or call the majority leader and the Speaker of the House, and try to, you know, bridge this gap a little bit more. That would have been probably a better way to go about it. And I think the American people, from everything I'm seeing today and hearing today, would have liked to have heard that as well. Whether or not, Mike, let's be honest, whether or not it would have made a difference today or tomorrow, I have a feeling that today people are more interested in the Super Bowl. That's probably bothers me more.
Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that at all. Sadly, I don't doubt that at all.
Yeah. But anyway, no, it's always fun to be part of it. And of course, the big thrill for a lot of us was having the Duck Dynasty family there, and Chris and I were able to meet Corey and Willie, and that was fun as well.
Come on, that wasn't that big of a deal, was it? He's a reality TV star, Representative.
He is, but I have to tell you, in my house, and it's not me so much, but I will tell you, Chris, and our little guy, Abel, our six-year-old, he's like the one celebrity that they care the most about. They just watch him so often.
Did it seem odd to you, as it seemed to me, that there were three Republican responses last night? I know that only one of them was official, but to have Rand Paul and Mike Lee also kind of put out their own response, their spin, to me that seemed odd. And to me it showed, as I said earlier on today's program, that the Republican Party split between the far right and the more moderate still hasn't been healed yet. Did you see it way, or did you see it differently?
Well, we've always been more of an individualistic party and less of sort of a pack party. That's just always been, you know, that's one of the characteristics of conservatives, I think. But do I think it was a little bit odd? Yeah, I thought it was a little bit odd. I also think it was, I think it also speaks sort of to the celebrity that these guys probably carry to a great degree, that they can even demand or command the type of, you know, audience that they get or the type of attention that they get. Because a lot of people put out their, you know, responses to the State of the Union. It's just having this sort of spokesperson response from more people than just the one that's chosen by the leadership. I was very proud of Kathy McMorris Rogers and like her a lot, and I think she's a perfect face for our party right now.
We have Representative Kevin Cramer on the program today on the Mike McFeely Show on KFGO. I have him for a couple of more minutes. The Farm Bill today passed through the House of Representatives. As always, as I said to Senator Heitkamp a half hour or so ago, not perfect, not everything that everybody wanted, but it was an example of bipartisanship. And I think, from what I can tell, it looks like it's a decent thing for North Dakota.
I think it's a real good thing for North Dakota. Yeah, it isn't perfect, but we're a divided government. We're a diverse Congress. We're a diverse country, and I think that diversity is reflected in the Farm Bill. And the important thing is, as one person said to me last night, a Southerner said, you at some point you have to take the soup off the stove or you boil it down to nothing. And so that's, I think we've got that diversity reflected in the bill, and now it's our job to make the most of it and work with the administration and on the rulemaking and stuff that might have some bearing here or there. But all in all, it's a good thing for North Dakotans. More than anything, Mike, it sets the stage. It gives that certainty to both the farmer and the farmer's banker, you know, and knowing what the rules are going into next planting season. And I think, you know, it'll be very workable, and people are, at the very least, they're relieved to have it done.
Were the savings enough? And were the savings enough for you? I mean, was that?
Yeah,
Pardon me. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure they were. You know, the savings. Let's put it in context. The Farm Bill represents 1% of the federal budget. We cut $24 billion out of that, or nearly $24 billion. The Omnibus Spending Bill that was passed a couple of weeks ago represents 1/3 of the federal budget, and we cut $24 billion out of it. So, you know, I would say agriculture and the farm program, including SNAP, you know, made a greater contribution to the deficit reduction than even the Omnibus Spending Bill did. So, yeah, again, do we want more? Sure. Were we fighting for more? Sure. But, you know, when the final gun goes off, you have to celebrate the victories that we got, and I think we got some nice victories. The fact of the matter is the two entities that were the most opposed to the Farm Bill were the far left because there were too big a cuts in the food stamp program, and the far right because there weren't big enough cuts to the food stamp program. So, you know, that's, again, divided government.
What was the $8.7 billion out of the SNAP program, was that satisfactory to you? Because, again, you were one of those people who were, I think, sure, were on the farther right saying, no, we need to split this out. We need to make bigger cuts. We need to take whatever the huge number was. So is $8.7 okay?
Well, 8.7 was pretty much right where I thought we would always end up, regardless of where we started the debate at the higher end. But I think people also have to remember there was an $11 billion reduction late last fall when the ARRA funds, or the stimulus funds, expired. So in total, we're almost, you know, we're right up at about $20 billion in savings going forward in the food stamp program. And that's pretty close to middle ground, and that's, I think, what you can expect.
Had a couple of people text in, and you mentioned Twitter already, Representative Kramer, but I think you were caught on TV looking at your phone during the president's speech. Were you tweeting during the speech? Were you live tweeting the speech?
Yeah, that's exactly what I did. I was tweeting throughout the speech from time to time, depending on what he'd say, especially on energy issues and a little bit on some of the other stuff, but especially on the energy stuff. So that we were doing. There were a number of us that were doing that, actually.
When it comes to the energy, there wasn't a lot of love there for coal and oil and other fossil fuels. It was a lot of renewable talk, and Senator Heitkamp didn't really like that, and I'm making the same presumption for you.
I didn't either, and one of the things I actually tweeted about was when he referenced that we could cut the money for fossil fuels industry that's making lots of money and put that money into the green energy sector, you know, and I tweeted something to the effect that, you know, there we go. You know, he wants to take the profits from successful fossil fuel energy, put it into the very, to this point, at least unsuccessful green energy sector, picking the winners and losers. And that's, all the above should mean truly all the above, not picking, you know, certain ones and investing in them.
I got you. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on. We'll talk again, okay?
Mike, it's always my pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
Representative Kevin Cramer from North Dakota.